This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have the means to improve the states of the world.
It is not only possible, it is essential.
And to look into constructive ways we can build our common future.
Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered. And the prevailing motion will be one of nostalgia for those left behind. Combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I have to make sure the city is safe, and I want that obligation. I thank God I'm the mayor right now, and not those that don't understand the urgency of this moment.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for just being me at all times.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And those German-accented fellows that you heard, one of them was a real-life sinister character named Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, WEF, and the other one was a fictitious character by the name of Dr. Strangelove.
Actually stay down there for 100 years?
It would not be difficult, mein Führer. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
All right. I was going to say, you know who else sounds like him? Henry Kissinger. But I'm liking Henry Kissinger today. He's 98 years old, by the way, and he's at Davos as well. But he said, you know, maybe Ukraine has got to give up a little territory rather than starting World War III. And I appreciated that, even if most of the other blue check marks, I technically am a blue check mark on Twitter, were very angry at him for saying that, saying the obvious. 844-500-4242. We're sold out, by the way, of Century House gift certificates on our Cheap Bastard deal. So still go to the store and check out some of our other stuff. I believe we have two Maria's Ristorante gift certificates left, just two left. So, you know, get there if you're from Portland or from Southern Maine or you're heading up to Portland. It's a great Italian restaurant, and we've only got two left. So last call for the Maria's Ristorante gift certificates. By the way, an Ohio man, I'll put that in quotations, was charged with aiding and abetting a plot to kill former President George W. Bush, the Justice Department said today. Shihab Ahmed. Now, I've seen a couple of, adherents of the religion of peace that are named Muhammad, but I've never seen a guy named Shihab.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
No hyphens, just Shihab Ahmed, 52, an Iraqi citizen. So this is ABC News. So he's not an Ohio man. He's an Iraq man who lived in Columbus, was arrested early Tuesday by the FBI. Shihab allegedly exchanged money with an undercover informant working for the FBI in an attempt to bring foreign individuals into the U.S. in order to carry out the assassination. He even visited Dallas in February to carry out surveillance of places regularly visited by the former president. Now, the president lives in Texas, and he was going to bring people into the country. Taylor, would you care to guess how he was going to bring them into the country?
Going to say they had to take a short swim.
That is correct, sir. That is correct. Now, isn't it ironic that George W. Bush, who said that they were only coming here to take the jobs Americans didn't want to do. Apparently, this is one of the jobs was to, you know, try to a contract hit on the president of the United States, at least according to the federal charges against these guys. Shahib reportedly made claims to a separate confidential source that he'd be able to get a false passport and be able to smuggle the source's brother through the U.S.-Mexico border. He said that an upfront payment of between $10,000 and $40,000 was to be made to smuggle other people in. Huh. And you know, I'm glad that Ted Cruz immediately stepped out, the senator from Texas, and said, you know, this is yet another indication of what happens with open borders. This is what happens. And this is in the same week that it's come out that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, didn't rearrest a suspected terrorist who was released into the United States by Border Patrol agents until 2 weeks after he was flagged by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The suspected terrorist is Nardo Garcia-Armado, 35, was released into the U.S. by Border Patrol agents last month near Yuma, Arizona, and given a GPS monitoring device. He was a match on the terror watch list. And you know where they found him? In Florida. In Pinellas County, which is St. Petersburg of Clearwater. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he is demanding an explanation of why a suspected terrorist was allowed to live in the United States for weeks. I think that's kind of a rhetorical question. It's official government policy, isn't it? The state of Florida has consistently addressed the Brandon administration for information on illegal alien resettlement in Florida, which the federal government has declined to provide. We demand to know why DHS released a suspected terrorist into the United States and allowed him to live freely in Florida for weeks. How many more known or suspected terrorists has the Biden administration allowed into our country? I mean, do we know if he got to Florida on his own, or was he sent in on one of those secret midnight flights? I thought they've been shipping a lot of people into Jacksonville. Those are some of the people that DeSantis has said he's going to put on buses up to Delaware and Martha's Vineyard. I guess he's going to put them on a ferry or a plane to get them to Martha's Vineyard, which is of course an island. Any statement from George W. Bush?
Man's practicing fuzzy math again.
I have not seen a statement from him. And again, he was George Bush was a big proponent of illegal immigration and open borders, basically. And this is the fruit of open borders. And incidentally, that's why his nephew was about to get crushed in the Florida.
I can't let the man continue with fuzzy math.
In the Texas primary, there was a story about it in the Wall Street Journal. His nephew, George P. Bush, who's Jeb Bush's kid, is running against Ken Paxton, the incumbent attorney general. They interviewed voters today, the Wall Street Journal. I had been thinking his family sounds so liberal, said one voter, a retired real estate agent in Houston. 40% of GOP primary voters in the Lone Star State say they will never vote for Mr. Bush, with most of them citing his family as a reason. The Bush name in Texas was a standard of forward-looking success, and that has now changed because predominantly the Republican Party base has changed, said Brandon Rottinghaus. That's a hell of a name. Rottinghaus, a professor of political science at the University of Houston. They're not interested in cozying up to business. They're interested in destroying the opposition. You mean like the Democrats? Mr. Bush said he admires his family service, but hopes voters will judge him independently. In other words, don't hold his father and his uncle against him. That's what it boils down to. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to get your take on Pelosi not being able to take communion.
Well, I mean, you know, did you hear the cut from Whoopi Goldberg about this? Talk about out of control. This woman knows nothing about anything, Whoopi Goldberg. Here she cut one.
Okay. The abortion rights battle is starting to blur the lines between church and state. The Archbishop of San Francisco is calling for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be denied receiving communion because of her pro-choice stance. He's one of the priests who also called for President Biden to be denied sacrament. This is not your job, dude. That is not, you can't, that is not up to you to make that decision.
I believe it is his, I believe it is that dude's job, Jason, don't you?
Well, those Sister Act movies didn't do anything for her religious education.
I don't believe she's ever studied the Baltimore Catechism like some of us used to back in the day.
Exactly.
She's just, you know, I mean, what does she think? What is the priest supposed to do? And she's blurring the lines between church and state, she said. I mean, what is forcing taxpayers who don't believe in abortion of whatever religion to pay for taxpayer-funded abortions, which is going on in some states? What is that if not blurring the line between, church and state, Jason? It's ridiculous.
Whoopi Goldberg, she's something else. I tell you, she just baffles me with some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth.
I'd like to give everybody on The View a civics test. I wonder who would finish last. It could be a tie, like a 4 or 5-way tie. None of them know anything about anything, including the one that claims she's a lawyer. What's her name? Sunny Hostin or Hostin? Thanks for the call, Jason. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right about now. 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com. The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservatives. Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. TuskBrowser.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
After 3 weeks, are the feds interested in finding the identity of the SCOTUS leaker?
No, not at all.
97% say no.
561 says, celebrities, is there anything they don't know? What did Ronald Reagan say? It's not that what you know that's wrong. It's so much of what you know that you know isn't right. I can't remember. I shouldn't have tried it. But he was basically saying they know a lot of stuff that's not true. That was just like Whoopi right then. 844-500-4242. Taylor, the state police have finally issued a response to my repeated calls for some information about the colonel's involvement in the son in his son's travails.
Alleged involvement, you mean?
Oh, his alleged involvement. Well, this is not exactly a blanket denial. I asked, I want to see his phone logs, and I want to see if he picked up his son when his son was pulled out of the car with the Jeep, and he was like hanging out halfway. There were 5 guns in the car, and they said he was slurred. Here's the statement. They just sent it to me. Colonel Mason has not and will not seek any involvement or influence over the independent judicial process involving a member of his family. Furthermore, he will appropriately refrain from any further public comment statement on this pending matter. I think we should text that out with my question, Taylor. Or tweet it out. We'll tweet it out, okay?
Your question being?
Dave, at the hearing today, Ree Mason's son, it was revealed that the boy was picked up at the station by a relative. Would that relative be the colonel? I still want to see the logs of the colonel's state cell phone and the logs of where he traveled in his state vehicle on the morning that, quote, a relative picked up his son after he was taken into custody after hanging out the door on a cold morning, slumped over with two handguns on the front seat and reeking of alcohol.
Please, I'm not sure that'll fit into 140 characters, whatever.
We can run it.
Yeah.
Please respond before 3. We would love to have the colonel on the show this evening to discuss all of these issues. I'm taking it that
hey, Howie, when the phone don't ring.
You don't think he's going to come on the show? I'm going to give him a chance to clear the air. All right. 844-500.
I invited him on when he first took that job.
Yeah.
And they said, well, give him a few weeks to settle in. And it never came on.
Yeah. I knew it'd never be arranged, as Harry Chapin used to sing in his song. All right. With inflation standing at an 8.3% year over year in April, everyday items are becoming pricier for U.S. consumers. Statistas that's a good website, Statista. That's where I used to get my COVID numbers from. Food prices in particular took some significant steps up, as shown in the example of shopping for hamburger ingredients. I think they kind of lowballed the whole thing here. Okay, so this is Statista. The price of ground beef is up 14.8% year to year. If you put a slice of bacon on it, that's up 17.7%. I know that's lowballing it. Okay, the roll is up 10%. The lettuce is up 12.7% year to year. This is for a burger. The tomato, oddly enough, is only up 0.4%. That's the only thing that's really kind of, you know, still fairly reasonable. Sauce condiments are up 9.2%. Meat experienced some of the highest price increases among food items. Energy, the most volatile item in the consumer price index, together with foods, drove overall price increases even more. Energy costs rose 30.3% since April 2021 to April 2022. Inflation is reaching an increasingly broad range of products, as if we didn't know this. Given the high price of cars and gas, inflation is indirectly encouraging another behavior, using public transportation. I don't think so. I don't think so. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Yesterday, just going back to yesterday, you're talking about the masks. I went to a restaurant last Friday. Saw two young girls walking in with a mask on. I walked in without it. They sat at the bar, took off their mask. They were waiting for their seats to be downstairs. The seat was ready. The table was ready. They get up and walk downstairs to go to their table without their mask. What is it that you walk from outside inside and then walk from your bar? Wouldn't you put your mask back on if you're putting the mask on?
You're asking rational questions. They're members of a cult. You can't explain the behavior of cult members rationally, I don't think.
Help me. I feel like telling them, take the thing off. You know, one wears it, one doesn't, and they wear it under their nose. What purpose do you? It doesn't do anything. Hello, you know.
Let me give you another thought I've had. It's a fashion accessory. You're showing you're submissive to the state.
True. I agree with you. I had a vent with it because it just drives me nuts. But anyways,
I know you know, John. I don't think it's going to work. But you know, they'd like to bring the mask back for monkeypox somehow. It doesn't matter if it's monkeypox or, Dutch elm disease, any disease that would bring back the masks, bring back the vaccines, bring back the social distancing. They would shut down the schools so all the teachers can go back to the Caribbean for their winter vacations and do Zoom education. And they would love to do anything to bring it back. These were the good old days. These were the glory days for all the hacks. Look at all the judges. They didn't go to work for 2 years. 2 years. And now they've got a big $20,000 pay raise on top of everything else. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 in Newport, New Hampshire. Cashier and manager at the grocery store were both wearing masks as chin diapers. I mean, what's it? Yeah, you know, what's the point? You know, I had to go to a doctor's appointment the other day. I got another one on Thursday, by the way. If I come in wearing a bandage on my nose, I'm giving you the warning already. Just one of those things. But so I pulled the mask down over my nose, and this woman, this officious clerk, asked me to put my mask back up over my nose. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't understand it. Well, why? You know, it's freedom of religion. You can believe whatever cockamamie nonsense you want, but you can't enforce your nonsense on me. That's what freedom of religion is all about in the United States. We don't have a state religion. Dr. Fauci is not the head of the Church of America like the Archbishop of Canterbury runs the Church of England or the Pope runs the Roman Catholic Church around the world. Dr. Fauci is not, or Dr. Walensky, they are not religious figures. Not to me, anyway. You know, maybe to Democrats they are. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about the Biden people and what they, how bad they've gotten. There's a story out of Chicago, out of the far south side of Chicago. There's a guy who has put up a Let's Go Brandon flag in his home, outside of his home. And guess what? Last weekend, someone tried to burn his house down. The homeowner wants to remain anonymous, but he's talking about an unknown male who almost demolished his home of 32 years. Alan, that's his name, was inside along with his wife and adult son. I didn't know this man. This was 12:45 a.m. Sunday. He was walking around here like he wasn't scared at all. He's in Chicago, and he's a criminal. Of course he wasn't scared. You're the one who's supposed to be scared. You're a taxpayer. I have a Let's Go Brandon flag out front. That's my First Amendment right, said Alan. It's free speech. We can agree to disagree on politics.
Let's go, Brandon!
We hope to catch him. This was malicious, and it was on purpose. Chicago police are investigating. Good luck with that investigation. Here's another one. This is from American Thinker. There's a woman named Lynn Lechter. I guess she's a member of a Republican state committee. It doesn't say what state it was in. It was early morning. I was standing in line to drop off laundry before heading to work. A man leaving the store stopped, looked at me, stared, and said, "You are an intelligent woman." I braced myself for what follow, and follow it did. He started mildly enough, but quickly escalated into a January 6th diatribe and his belief of an absolute intent on that day of Republicans to overthrow the American government through revolution, which would culminate in the murder of Vice President Pence. Somewhat stunned, I gasped and said, "You don't really believe that." "Yes, he did, and worse. He started yelling me, telling me that I was a Jew, a Nazi Jew." All the time, his voice was rising higher and higher with fingers pointing at me, calling me a Jew Nazi. This man, incredibly, was Jewish. That's how insane these people have gone. And this is what she says. Responsibility lies with our media's incessant lies, the Democrats' demented defamation and slander of President Trump and bestial denouncement of the Republican Party, the utter canceling of influencers who disagree with their odious party line, and the Democrat leadership's illegal encouragement of anarchistic behavior toward any dissidents. May they be Supreme Court justices doing their jobs, as Pelosi has exhorted her henchmen to do, as with Republican congressional members out for dinner, a comedian who doesn't hew the party line, or a Republican state committee member merely dropping off laundry. That would be her. These are vicious, deranged, dangerous fanatics without civil restraint. And one hopes in Virginia, losers, losers. I want to know what you hear from Biden supporters now, nowadays. Are they still angry? Are they still blaming you, blaming Trump, or are they just trying to go away? This was from a guy named Kevin Downey Jr. in PJ Media. A friend told me yesterday he voted for Biden because he was tired of Trump's drama. He said he didn't vote for Jared Kushner or Ivanka and didn't like them hanging around the White House. Right message, wrong guy, he said of Trump.
It's funny, I didn't vote for Hunter.
You know, you talk about a first world problem when you vote against a president because you don't like his son-in-law. You know? I mean, how absurd. Are you happy now? There was a poll, a Quinnipiac poll came out that said that in 2019, less than 3 years ago, 73% of the population was very happy with the economy. You know what that number is today? 19%. 19%.
Would this man have not voted for JFK because he made his brother the attorney general?
Probably, but none of this makes any sense. My friend claimed that he had no idea things would get this bad under Biden. I don't buy that. You had to know. If you were paying attention, the slightest bit of attention, you would know that things were not going to get better. My friend also said he doesn't like the far-left judge in the Bronx who has a habit of releasing violent criminals from jail. He lives nearby. She's causing a one-woman crime wave, my friend lamented. He fears for his family's safety and worries about his two-year-old granddaughter's future. Again, so he lives in New York. So the voters in New York always had a state senate that was in Republican hands that would stop the worst of the nonsense, right? So finally they turned everything over to the Democrats, and now they have these judges. The judges just say, I'm following the law. It wasn't a violent crime. Sure, he tried to shoot the person, but he missed. So it wasn't a violent crime. My response to my friend was, you get what you vote for. But I didn't vote for this, he argued. Yes, he did. Life under Trump was great. We as a nation were already rebounding from the pandemic. Gas was cheap. Inflation wasn't an issue. We were energy independent. Putin's dream of reuniting the band, the Soviet Union, was postponed. His tanks were sitting cold and getting rusty. And my friend had a problem with Jared and Ivanka? That is how good we had it. You had to whine about Jared and Ivanka or Trump's drama when you wanted to find something to complain about. I have no sympathy for people who voted for Biden, he says, and I agree. But I still don't want them to struggle financially. I'm opposed to ghouls on eBay taking advantage of new parents desperate for baby formula. I hate that that people are spending so much on gas and groceries that they can't afford the things that make life happier, like vacation, steak, or a night out with the family. But people need to learn from their mistakes, and they need to realize how bad Democrats are for this country. My friend needs to worry about his family so much that he never votes donkey again. He needs to miss his granddaughter because his son can't afford the gas to drive an hour and 15 minutes for their usual Sunday family dinner. This is so true. What have you run into? Have you run into these Biden people, and are they at all remorseful? Or are they still angry about the mean tweets? What are you seeing from them? 14 kids are dead in Texas? Oh, it's in an elementary school. Oh, 8-4. Suspect also reported to be dead. We'll keep an eye on this. They're having a press conference right now in New York about the subway killer in New York over the weekend. He shot this guy who was just going into, he was going to have, speaking of Sunday brunch with a family member, he was going in to have lunch with his brother on the subway. Uber was charging higher prices because of the heat surge. And so he decided to take the subway, and he's just gunned down in cold blood by this guy, Abdullah, who just turned himself in to a preacher in Brooklyn. And so now Eric Adams is having a press conference. Far too many killers are on our streets. You think it has something to do with bail reform laws that the Democrats put through in Albany and was signed by Andrew Cuomo, who's now saying crime is out of control? Yeah, no kidding. Look in the mirror, Andrew Cuomo. Seeing gun violence all too often, says Adams. And again, though, they're letting this guy Abdullah that killed the strap hanger in New York on Sunday, he had 19 priors. And nothing happened to him. They used to have a law in New York. It's probably still on the books. Three strikes and you're out. Apparently it's now, and 19, that's not out of the ordinary in New York State. Not just New York City, but New York State. Ugh. Back to Kevin Downey and his friend in New York. My friend needs to feel what everyone else is feeling. And more importantly, he needs to learn from his mistake. I told him to expect things to get way worse before they get better. Joe Biden agrees with me. He said as much. And my friend said, how can the most experienced politician in Washington bleep up this badly? That's when I guffawed. This isn't a mistake, I told him. This is intentional. And by the way, being the most experienced politician in Washington, what the hell does that mean? He always says, I was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. I remember Freddie Langone, the former Boston city councilor, used to say being president of the city council was like being an admiral in the Swiss Navy. I feel the same way about being chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. What the hell does it matter? You're just sitting there reading questions that your aides brought you and having the bureaucrats lie to your face rather than lying to you in an email or a white paper or some such thing as that. I asked him if he will vote for Trump if he runs in 2024. Unfortunately, I will have to. But my bet is if there is someone else who can deliver Trump's politics but isn't Donald Trump, they will win in a landslide. Nobody cheated in 2020. Biden just isn't a jackass, or so I thought. Biden is such a bigger jackass than Donald Trump. I don't even know where to begin. 844-500 42, the shooter is confirmed dead in Texas. All right, we're going to try to find it. We want to find out more about him as we go through the day. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night, you finally fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible like I do, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of these products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
So the shooter who's now dead is 18-year-old Salvador Ramos. Is it Ramos or Ramos? R-A-M-O-S. R-A-M-O-S. And before he was chased into the school where he murdered 14 little kids. He had murdered his grandmother, or is it his mother? Grandmother, right? And so the cops were chasing him. There are other stories out there, but this is the word we're getting so far. But he had a grandmother in the area, and he was being chased after murdering her, and then he ran into the school and opened fire. It's just so terrible. So terrible what's going on here. And, you know, and they, Brandon has no, no solutions. Let's put it that way. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Let's keep going with this, issues and insight. I want to hear from people who, do you talk to Biden supporters? Do you ever have anything to do with them? Do you run into them on just, you know, if they, are they posting on Facebook or any social media that you go to? What do you hear from them? And again, is there any contrition? That's a good Catholic word. Nancy Pelosi probably knows that word. I don't think she ever says an act of contrition because she never does anything wrong in her opinion. She's a devout Catholic, you know. But is there any contrition, any remorse from them for what they've done to the country? Issues and Insights had a great editorial today. You know, and they say that people who really owe an apology to the nation are the Republicans for Biden. Now, they might as well call them the rhinos for Biden. And, you know, they're just, you know, the kind of people they are. John Kasich. Listen to this. I'm sure there are Republicans and independents who couldn't imagine crossing over to support a Democrat. They fear Joe may turn sharp left and leave them behind. Why would they fear that, John? I don't believe that because I know the measure of the man. How the hell did this guy ever get elected governor of Ohio twice? Pitiful. Meg Whitman, former governor of New Jersey. Joe Biden has a plan. He does. He absolutely has a plan. And he's executing it, or his caregivers are executing it to perfection. That will strengthen our economy. Certainly she meant to say the Chinese economy for working people and small business owners. When they say working people, they mean non-working people. Jeff Flake, who is indeed a flake, the former senator from Arizona. We need to elect someone who will stop the chaos and reverse the damage. Now his home state of Arizona is being overrun with hordes of illegal aliens swarming across the borders and committing untold horrible crimes. Ugh. Here's a, and of course, it's nothing is ever Biden's fault. You have to understand that. The Issues and Insights Googled some headlines, and they use the words Biden blames. Biden blames Republicans for classroom culture wars. Biden blames his low polling on psychological scars Americans have. Biden blames technical factors for economic contraction, like inflation. That's an economic, that's a technical factor. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
No, I have to say, Howie, of the people I know, people I'm related to and friends, they know Biden's bad, but they just can't. I mean, I hardly talk about it with them because I'm so frustrated, and I love them, the close friends and relatives, but even with staring them straight in the face and the crime, it's just, I said, would you, if it was between Trump and Biden, they can't bring themselves to even consider Trump. They just have, I just can't explain it. I can't
explain it either. I mean, what was so offensive about Trump?
They will say he was divisive. I'm like, he had an aspect of his personality, but that was because he was fighting back. I mean, Kylie, I don't want to admit this. I voted for Obama twice, not once.
Shame on you.
I know.
I forgive you. Go ahead.
I know. I was going to say, Father Carr, please forgive me, for I have sinned and I have sinned. But 2 months into his administration with Obama, it's like, oh, I realize I made a big mistake because I really didn't inform myself. I kind of just relied on the mainstream media. And to be honest, shows like yours and other talk shows, because what happened was I was laid up from surgery. And I kind of saw, like, when I saw, like, the live feed of what was going on and versus what was prepackaged for the nightly news, there was so much they left out. It was the lack of reporting of events. And that's the thing. A lot of my friends really don't see what's actually in lifetime is what I'm saying.
I know. It's not just the sins of commission by the media. It's the sins of omission. They don't play any of the same cuts that we play. Or more people would understand just how far gone this guy is. Thanks for the call, Kathy. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.